You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So when God begins to move, he brings us together, like John 17, 23.
He does stuff.
He brings us together.
Yeah, he breaks down barriers.
We're surprised to find out who us is, right? But things were divided from the very folks that God wants us to unite with.
Yeah, I think the greatest scandal is the division within Christianity. In spite of everything we know, the Bible says that we're to love one another, and we're to seek reconciliation. We're to love our enemies even.
Right.
And the lack of cooperation in the face of the sliding culture is criminal.
It's so strange. I mean, something I noticed, I looked through the lattice work and observed the people you see that come, they have this desire for unity and they're talking about it. They're prophesying about it. And for some strange reason, they're the first ones to end up fighting against it. I mean, I don't know, it's real weird, but I don't know how you could even have a prayer life in talking to God about taking out members of the body of Christ, but it's just real weird. It's something I don't understand, you know, that, because it's like, you know, remember Rodney King said, he says, why can't we all get along? And you think, I'm just thinking, you know, am I naive here? I mean, aren't we supposed to get along? I mean, why is there, when revival hit at Brownsville in 1995, you know, the church started uniting and immediately coming together, and all the different pastors came and they're being touched. But there came a point in time where people started had to ask the question, this could cost me my church, you know, my kingdom. And all of a sudden, people just started pulling back when they could have been the very epicenter for the whole world being touched. We said it cost us everything. You know, I'm sure it costs you everything, you know, it does daily. But you know, when God begins to move, you're like, I'm going to go find out what God's doing, get in it, and give it all that you have, because this is your moment. This is your moment of visitation. I mean, what do you say about that? Because you've seen people talk about unity and pray about unity movements. We have a wonderful pastor, Ron Latini, who was on, and God's given him a passion for unity and favor, too. So a lot of the pastors are getting on. We're going to march in 2020 of October down Palo Fox Street into the park. All these churches are going to come together. And
good.
And but the adversary just really fights against unity.
Well, I've been in various unity movements, and when the Holy Spirit moves, there is love. And I would like to see unity happen on a personal level.
Yeah.
Where if a person is born again, that they are interested in loving their fellow man. We can't bring unity at an institutional level.
Right.
The National Council of Churches has tried that. It comes down to the lowest common denominator, and there's not a whole lot of unity around real biblical stuff. So what I think we need to bring people to a place personally.
Micro.
Right.
Unity.
Rather than system unity.
Well, I think about Promise Keepers. They were built on personal, loving relationships with a few other men.
Right.
But yeah, it filled stadiums.
I personally think that was a great example, and I think that if I can experience unity with a few people, then I should be able to experience unity with a lot of people. I learned that dynamic where personalities clash and people make mistakes, but we love one another and we forgive one another. That has to be learned somewhere.
Right.
And then it can be applied in a larger community. I think it's a certain type of person that can have unity,
right,
not just a certain type of institution. Mm. And so I think we have failed at the Sermon on the Mount level. Mm. I think we have failed to deal with the real issues of relationships. And I don't mean the church hasn't tried. I'm just saying we haven't succeeded in producing a product that loves. So let me give you an illustration.
Okay.
I have a friend, Rex Miller. I think I've recommended him to you before. Rex has a company called Mindshift. He's a consultant and a futurist. Mm-hmm. He's recently produced a book on Christian schools. I forget the name of it, but it has to do with the changes that are going on in Christian education. A lot of Christian schools are having to close up, mm-hmm. and they're facing all kinds of problems. And he talks about how they need to be transformed, and he's selected certain examples mm-hmm. of schools that are transformed and have increased their reach, okay. in fact, and become multi-campus schools and so forth, and the different things they have to do. It's an excellent book, and a lot of educators are reading it. But I was fascinated as he talked about making diversity happen in a particular school, because that's a sample of the whole culture.
Right.
And how kids can be taught to build together mm-hmm. rather than you become part of my building or I become part of your building.
Right.
And we can actually build together. We can do something together, and that's a new adventure.
Okay.
And that I raise that because mm-hmm. it's on a personal level. It's mm-hmm. children.
Mm-hmm. We did this.
Yes.
Not I did it and you joined it.
Right, exactly. It's collaboration with diverse components. Mm-hmm. It's not collaboration just among white kids or yeah. black kids or Hispanic kids. Mm-hmm. It's collaboration in diversity. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to go into my history, but I didn't see much diversity growing up, and I wasn't a good collaborator. Mm-hmm. But I was fascinated because he's latched on to something where it's actually working in several places like Philadelphia, which is a tough place
wow, yeah.
to make it work. That's right.
Right.
Dallas is another place. Mm-hmm. And he gives the process. Mm-hmm. And it's not without some struggles, but there's some great successes. So what I'm saying is we need individuals mm-hmm. that can cope and relate with the current situation we're in now. Mm-hmm. And can, I don't want to use the word integrate, maybe that's the best word, but collaborate with people that are different than they are.
Right.
And Christians have grown up in a mindset that I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the building over here practicing what I believe, and when I go out, I'm a different person.
Right. They rode to that building in a car they didn't build. But somebody right, built it that may not have been a member of their church. The gas station, probably, they weren't probably a member of their church. I mean, all the parts of our life, we're doing things everywhere we go.
I guess what I'm trying to say is we need to learn how to relate more lovingly mm-hmm. and understandingly to the culture we're in right now. Mm. And it's hard,
yeah.
to be honest with you.
People are suspicious of it.
Absolutely.
And what are your motives?
A lot not to like.
Right, right, right.
I battle a temptation to go back to the swamp because
wow.
I can control that environment.
Literally the Louisiana swamp or the or religious swamp?
Well, the religious swamp is more dangerous. I'd just rather do the natural swamp.
Okay.
I have a picture in my bathroom of a Cajun cottage with a rusty tin roof and uh-huh. a little bayou in front of it and a cistern out back and so forth, a little boat tied up to the front.
Daydreaming.
Well, if it gets too nasty, I look at that picture a long time. But I can't do it.
Right.
And I shouldn't even think about
it. Where else could you go?
Right.
You know, you wrote about in one of the magazines that I've read, New Wine, that a true disciple has nowhere to go, because once you're truly Jesus' disciple, it's like Peter's going, where else can I go? there is nowhere else to go. I understand now that you've created me, that you're living in me, that you've got a destiny for me, and we're doing this together, and I'm following you. There's just no options.
No, there's not. There's not. I think he has the words of life, and the excitement we've talked about here ruins you for boredom.
Yes, it does.
And you want to see God move. Mm-hmm. It brings life. And when you give life, you get life. It's exciting.
It's very exciting. And I really believe this generation so needs a visitation from God. And I believe it's coming.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.